Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to ADHD Support Talk. This is your host, Tara McGillicuddy, and I am an ADD support mentor, and I am also the founder and director of addclasses.com. And at addclasses.com, we provide virtual education and support for people affected by attention deficit disorder. And today on ADHD Support Talk, I have with me Dr. Stephanie Sarkis. And we are going to be talking about how to find affordable help when you have ADHD or somebody, one of your loved ones, has ADHD. So welcome, Stephanie. I'm glad you joined us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, yeah, great. And I know you've written several books or a few books out there about ADHD. And the main one, not the main one, but you wrote one about ADD and money, and I know I read it. I heard it was great that you did a teleseminar through ADD classes about ADD and money. And one of the things I wanted to discuss, which is a lot of interest, is how to find affordable help when you have ADHD. And I know you and I were talking, and you said that's something that a lot of people ask you too.
Yes, they do. Clients and patients especially ask me, how do I go ahead and afford that if I'm already having financial issues, especially right now with the recession?
Yeah.
And my answer is you can't afford not to get extra help because
yes.
There are just things that we people with ADHD, just it's not our strength, such as filing papers and getting organized and just keeping track of our money. So hiring somebody for those things can be a huge help and frees you up and gives you time to do the things you are good at and the things you enjoy. So I think it's really important just to know that people can afford to get extra help, and there are people out there that can really improve their quality of life.
Yeah, and when you talk about finding affordable help or finding help, what type of people are you talking about hiring? I know people with ADHD are familiar with doctors, they're familiar with coaches, mm-hmm. they're familiar with mental health providers, but are there other people out there that you're talking about hiring also?
Yes, and like you said, there are doctors, counselors, coaches. I also recommend professional organizers. There are also personal assistants that you can hire that not only maybe will do light cleaning at your house, but will also help you enter things into money management software like Quicken, help you organize papers. You can hire a bookkeeper, and then also other financial professionals like accountants and financial planners. So there are a variety of different people that you can hire. The way that I recommend that people do things is to hire a personal assistant first and then kind of work your way up to hiring other people and also professional organizers too. What happens when you hire somebody to do a little bit of everything, that kind of dips your foot into the pool to see what you really need help in. Is it more getting stuff ready for taxes? Is it more just entering financial information online? What are your needs? And to have somebody that does all those things can kind of help you pinpoint what other people you might need to hire.
Yep. And I think in this economy, people, are really resistant to hire help, and they're, it's hard because they're not making as much money and they're making better choices about who they're going to hire. But I think this economy is also good where it's easier to find help. There's more people out there who are looking to do smaller jobs, working as an assistant. Maybe, before the economy went bad, they'd probably only be working 40 hours a week, where now you can find people that will do small jobs as a personal assistant or something of that idea.
Yes, you're exactly right. The economy has enabled a lot of people to do freelance work where they work 5, 10, 15 hours a week for one person and then work in other areas too. And that's perfect because you may not need somebody except for just 5 or 6 hours a week, and that may be within your budget. So it works out great for everyone. Also, if somebody lives in a college town, college students need work experience and money for college fees, and you need the help, so it's a perfect match. And there are different ways that you can go about finding someone to help you out, too.
And it's interesting because, I remember the first time hearing the word personal assistant, I was thinking of, a celebrity like Britney Spears or Madonna who had a personal assistant, and I'm sure they pay those people big bucks. But I think what, we were just saying is, sometimes you can hire a personal assistant for just 5 hours a week, or depending on, what the thing is you're looking to have done, maybe it's an hour or two a week. So, Maybe we can start talking a little bit more about that personal assistant. It's not, you talk, some of the things they do, but why would a personal assistant be beneficial for someone with ADHD?
Well, I think the first thing is just to have an extra set of hands around the house. We work better when somebody else is around us, whether or not they're fully engaged with us or not. So if you're working on a project, just having somebody in the same room can really help you stick to that task. I think also assistants can help you go through papers when it would be really overwhelming otherwise. So what my assistant does is she goes through a pile of papers and holds it up and says, okay, keep or toss. And the fact that she's looking at the paper and she's touching the paper is much easier for me because I'm more likely to throw it out. Once you touch a piece of paper, you're more likely to hang on to it and keep it. That's what's nice about having an assistant is they take care of the piles of paper for you, and all you have to do is answer yes or no whether you want to keep something. Then also just having somebody do just cleaning around the house can be a big help because, that's not our forte either. We weren't made to unload and load dishwashers and vacuum. We're more idea people. We have a hard time following through with things. So having a personal assistant that follows through can be a huge help.
That's great. No, I mean, I was years ago thinking about hiring a personal assistant. I honestly didn't know that was the term that, was used for the stuff that I was looking to have done. And I looked through, I think it was Craigslist, and I saw these really creative ads. Like one of them was just like, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll even clean your kitty litter. So it's amazing. Because I was saying to someone before, I'm like, I don't have any kids, but I think I need a nanny,
Right,
and,
right.
That it's on that idea, a personal assistant, a jack of all trades. So, I can see where it would be really helpful for someone with ADD. Where, it's great to hire a coach, to hire a professional organizer, but sometimes you just want somebody to do the work for you or help you do it. I remember, years ago I was working with somebody in the coaching club that I, was running. And they were doing the free trial, and, they're saying, I want this done, I want that done. I said, I'm probably an awful business person right here, but I think your money would be a lot better spent hiring somebody to do this for you, like a personal organizer, a professional organizer or a personal assistant, instead of, just working with me on the phone each week. If you had all the money in the world, I'd say hire everyone, but right now I think hiring a personal assistant would be, the best thing to do.
Yes, and again, you can hire them for all sorts of different things, and you have a great idea of looking at the Craigslist ads because you can see what other people are hiring personal assistants for and what they offer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have my assistant walk the dogs if I'm doing a phone call or doing other work at home. So that really is helpful, too. So it's not just cleaning the house and organizing. They can do all sorts of things for you. She runs the post office for me. Sometimes picks up groceries for me if I'm on a phone call. So I think you can get pretty creative with the different things that you need help with. And also just talking with someone that might be a prospective assistant, you can ask them what they feel like you might need help with. Because you just kind of tell them your situation. You don't have to mention ADHD. You can just tell them, I have some issues with organization. And they can tell you, I think once a week I'll need to, dust all the furniture. Mm-hmm. And then once a week we should go through all the papers. And so I think getting their feedback of what you need help with can be a huge help too.
Mm-hmm. Have you found working with your clients and patients that sometimes it's not just about the money, that especially when you're getting somebody physically coming into your house, that sometimes there's some shame and embarrassment and other issues there?
Right. I think especially we have the people can't come over because my house is messy syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes that translates into, I can't have somebody come over because my place is such a mess. But that's why they're there. And if you have somebody come to your place and they're really freaked out by your stuff, well, then that's somebody you don't want to hire.
Yeah.
I have a tendency when I know my assistant's coming over is I'll start picking up stuff. And she said one time, she's like, you don't need to do that. That's job security for me. So I think it's just, and also it's just giving up control to having somebody come into your house. And it's important to figure out what do you feel comfortable with somebody helping you with and what not. And maybe just you want somebody to do cleaning, but, you don't feel comfortable with them working with you on your finances. It all depends on your comfort level. And as you get to know somebody, you may feel more comfortable with them helping you out in other aspects of your house. So I would just trust your instinct and say, you know what, I just need cleaning at this time. And then you can tell them, you know, I want you to clean the kitchen and the family room, but, you know, you don't need to do laundry. So whatever you want kind of goes, and then things may change as you go along and get to know that person better.
Yeah. And I think, you know, in this virtual world, you know, it's great to have, you know, people come in physically and be there. But, you know, for people who aren't ready for that, there's also, I mean, I work with a virtual assistant and I have a virtual manager. And, you know, someone could start with that, too, having somebody just call and remind you to, you know, be a virtual, you know, personal assistant. And, you know, once you feel comfortable working with them, you know, maybe then from there you get someone to come in your house. So I think that's the all-or-nothing attitude that a lot of people with ADD have also. I think, you know, definitely, you know, I'm someone, you know, I've had people come in here and there to help me clean my house. And it was hard to do it, but I think I had to build up that trust first with people virtually and then say, okay, you know, I trust them. Now I can get someone to come into my house and help me and be here. And for me, you know, I have the virtual help, and just having somebody come in a few times a year and, you know, work with me and have them, you know, do odd jobs, that, you know, really helps me. So I think, you know, like you said, go with your instinct and do what you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, I think having a virtual assistant or manager, I think, is an excellent idea because, again, it really does build you up to maybe feeling comfortable with somebody coming to your home. There's a website called guru.com, G-U-R-U.com, and you can hire somebody to do tasks for you. And I think another thing is we aren't used to delegating because we've been told our whole lives, well, you know, you should be able to do this and you should be able to do that, and you can't because you're lazy, because we didn't realize that we had a disorder or we had ADHD. So we have this feeling like we need to do everything to prove to people that we can do it. And I think it's really important to know that even if you have ADHD or even if you don't, delegating, giving tasks to other people to do is actually a strength, being able to do that instead of a weakness. Nobody kind of gets through things alone, and if you have the ability to say, you know what, I don't need to do this task, I can hire somebody to do it, I think that is really to your benefit.
Yeah, and it can be hard at first, and I have to admit, I was awful at delegating. I'm getting a lot better. It was just, you know, the way my mind works, I'm like, it's easier to do it myself than to explain to somebody else, because they don't understand it, but it did take practice. It, you know, I think with understanding there's going to be some frustration there in the communication, it takes time to communicate with somebody. And I think if people with ADD understand that before they hire someone, that it may be great. You might find someone on the first try that you love that works with you, but sometimes it's a lot of trial and error too.
It is. And one of the things that I tell people is to just say to somebody, you know, if you have any questions or if I'm not really being clear about something, just please ask, because sometimes what we're thinking and what comes out of our mouths can be two different things, and we wonder why the person didn't follow our instructions, and it may be that they just misinterpreted them incorrectly, and what we said was not really what we meant. So I think it's really important to have open communication, and also open communication goes the other way too. So if you see something that your assistant's doing that kind of is a little bit different than you expected, it's up to you to speak up. And I know that a lot of us with ADHD, that can be a challenge too, because we were always told to be quiet. So, but speaking up and saying what you need is just a human right that everybody can exercise, whether you're ADHD or not. So if you just gently say, oh, hey, you know, I saw that you're doing X, and, you know, I was kind of wondering maybe we could do Y instead. And a good assistant will be like, oh, okay, yeah, and they may ask questions about it. And if they don't respond favorably to it, well, that's maybe just somebody that you don't need to have as an assistant. And like you said, it's trial and error sometimes.
Yeah.
And go with your intuition when you're interviewing people. Just if you have a good feeling about somebody, just trust in that. And if you have a feeling that somebody should not be hired, definitely do not hire them. Don't try to talk yourself out of it. Just really trust your instincts.
What else would you recommend? I mean, are there resources? Is there a guide to hiring a personal assistant when you have ADHD? What would you recommend as the first few steps?
What I recommend first is just making a list of what are the things in your house that you have a difficult time doing that still need to get done. That could be cleaning the dishes. That could be vacuuming. What are the specific tasks that you don't like to do? And I do a top 10 of those. And then I would look at Craigslist. Craigslist is nice because you can put an ad on there for free if you go to a section called gigs. And then underneath that, it's called domestic. And you can put an ad there for free. If you put an ad under the help wanted section, they charge you for it. But gigs domestic is at no charge. And I would just look and see what other people are hiring assistants for. And then put together an ad that just says, I need somebody to do, I would just estimate in the beginning maybe 5 to 6 hours a week, light cleaning, organization, walking dogs. And if you do have dogs or cats, it's important to mention that in your ad, because if you have somebody that doesn't get along well with pets, that's obviously not going to work. So you can weed those people out in the beginning. And then I would also look at those ads on Craigslist and see what is the going rate, because it changes from town to town. So somebody in your area may charge or they may pay somebody $10 an hour. In some cities it's $15. So I would just kind of take the average of those costs and then say that's how much you're going to pay a person per hour. And you can also mention that you need help with organizing things, but again, there's no need to mention that you have ADHD because that's a medical diagnosis and that's personal information. You don't have to share that. The other nice thing about Craigslist is that it's anonymous, so you don't need to give out your contact number or your email. What Craigslist does is it gives you an anonymous email. And you also ask people for a resume and list of references. And my rule is that if I get an email from Craigslist with somebody's resume and there are spelling errors or grammar errors in it, I automatically just delete it, because you want somebody that's detail-oriented, because you're not. So the fact that somebody has errors in their resume tells me that they're not really detail-oriented. That's not what I need. And then I usually wind up going down to about two people that I think have work experience. I check all their references, and then I interview both of them, and then I just get a feeling of, is this a good fit? Because sometimes you don't know until you meet with people how you're going to click.
Yeah.
And then I also see how they are with my dogs. That's really important. My dogs are really good screeners for people. They know, I think we need to pay attention to if our animals are comfortable with somebody or not, because they have excellent intuition. And the times that I've hired assistants, it's always gone very well. And I do a background check. You want to make sure you do that. You can do that online, different websites. I think it's about $25 to $50 fee. That's totally worth it if you're having somebody in your house to make sure that they have a clean background. And so those are the things that I recommend that you do when looking for somebody. And it sounds like a lot, but I think if you just start with an ad on Craigslist and just see what kind of feedback you get, maybe even not even call those people back, but just see what the response is, then that kind of, again, dips your foot in the water to see what you what you might go with in the direction.
Yep. And this might be something, if you are working with an ADHD coach already or somebody on that idea, you know, maybe you have them help support you with hiring the assistant.
Exactly.
It's interesting how it goes back and forth. You know, sometimes you need the assistant first before you hire the coach, before you hire the organizer. But sometimes the coach, you know, helps you hire the professional organizer, make the appointments for the doctor. So it's, you know, it's really interesting to figure out, you know, who you're going to benefit from working with first or the most.
Right. Right, and you can have them write the ad for you. You can have them help interview people. And I think it's important that whatever way you start out is fine. I think just the fact that somebody's reaching out and getting help for themselves is the most important thing.
Yeah. And you brought up that, you know, it might not be a good idea to tell them that you have ADHD because it is a medical disorder diagnosis. But I remember one of the ads that I was looking at a couple of years ago, the ad just said creative artist type. I can't remember the exact wording, but basically I'm like, wow, that sounds like ADD. So I think what she did is she described ADD without naming the diagnosis. And, you know, the person who was looking at the ad kind of had an idea of, okay, this woman's probably not great at organization. She's good at ideas. She's very creative, and she needs me to help her with the administrative tasks.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of wording it. You could just say that chronic disorganization or issues with getting organized. And when I interviewed the assistants, I said to them, you know, I just want you to know that if you straighten something up and organize it one week, that doesn't mean it's going to be straightened up and organized the next week when you come back. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And I think that's important that because it's not a personal thing with them. It's just that you have a hard time keeping things straight. It's not that you didn't appreciate what they did, and you need somebody that understands that. And so the assistants I've hired were all very good with that. That you know, the next week the home office was a mess again, and they were just like, okay, let's start going through papers. And I think that that's somebody that you need somebody that's kind of gentle with you, but also gives you a lot of guidance. Like my assistant will say, okay, do we really need to keep this? But she does it in a nice way, as opposed to, you know, you've been keeping too much stuff. You need to throw this out.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can justify, you know, why I want to keep something, then it's kept. And I think that's important, too, is that we need somebody that appreciates us, but also has kind of that gives us guidance, but is also gentle with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say is the average or typical amount of time that a person with ADHD needs to spend to hire the assistant? Are we talking, you know, 30 minutes? Are we talking 3 weeks? Because I think a lot of people listening probably said, okay, this sounds like a great idea, but I have no idea what type of commitment and time frame it's going to take just to hire the person.
I think writing a Craigslist ad should probably take about 30 minutes, sifting through the responses probably about an hour, and then calling somebody and having them come in, doing a background check, that'll probably take maybe another 5 hours. So the amount of time you invest is really not much for what you're going to get in return, which is hours of time back that you can spend doing things you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also work out the schedule with somebody. You can say, you know, I work between this hour and this hour, so can you come over afterwards? And with my assistant, I've known her for a while now, so I feel comfortable with her coming into the house when I'm gone. Mm-hmm. So you can get to that point where you're okay with that. But in the beginning, you probably just want to stick around the house just to help them out and show them, you know, how you like things done in your house.
Yeah. Now, and I think you brought up, you know, the fact that you can hire somebody for like 5 hours a week, or you could just start with hiring somebody for like one or two specific jobs and testing them out. That, you know, there are a lot of, you know, different ways to hire the person, that it's not set in stone that, you know, the person's going to show up 20 hours a week. You have to pay them for 20 or 40 hours a week. That, you know, there are different ways to do this.
Right. You can have an ad just for, I need help getting my garage cleaned out.
Yep.
And that would be a job that may take, you know, a whole day. And you just tell the person, you know, I'm willing to pay X amount of dollars an hour, $8 to $10 an hour, and this is what I need. I need somebody to go through the things, put them in the keep pile, the toss pile. And that's it. And I think that's great just to have them do that job, and you can see, okay, do we click? Is this the kind of person that I need? Do they give me the skills that I'm kind of missing? So I think that's important to just kind of do a test run.
And you talked about Craigslist as being a great resource. Are there any other ways you'd recommend to find help?
Guru.com, again, is a great idea. Just asking people in town who they hire is a great help, especially if you belong to an ADHD support group, asking members in your group who they hire, because that person generally has experience with ADHD. Also, just asking colleagues who they hire, coworkers. And you don't have to say it's because of ADHD. You could just say, hey, do you have anybody that helps you out at home, like an assistant or anything? Because when you have valued friends and relatives, they will steer you in the right direction as far as who they recommend, because they have admiration for you and you for them. So just getting word-of-mouth recommendations can be really good.
I think it's also great when you ask somebody if they have help, like somebody who has the neat, perfect, clean house, that you find out, wow, they didn't do it themselves. They had somebody helping them. I think that's really great for someone with ADD to hear, because we're so used to being told, do it yourself, you need to do it yourself. When you find out, you know, one of your friends or family members who you think is all put together actually delegates and has help, I think that's great for people with ADD to realize.
Oh, yes. And if you look at any good business people, they have a team of people behind them. They don't do everything on their own.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of the way of life, is nobody gets through it themselves, and asking for help is a strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're not just talking about people who are in business. This is for, you know, anyone hiring a personal mm-hmm. assistant. And I think, you know, people who have children, I mean, that's going to be even, you know, more of a reason, whether it's a personal assistant or a mother's helper or a babysitter. Mm-hmm. I mean, people definitely can benefit from getting some help in there. You know, even if it's only 30 minutes a week, that 30 minutes can make a world of difference in your life.
Right. And I think it's important to know, too, that even if finances are tight, you can barter with people.
Yeah.
If you have a really good skill, like let's say ADHD people, we're really good at ideas and coming up with new ways of doing things. And if it's somebody that's starting a new business and just needs some ideas to get them off the ground, you could say, okay, you know, if you could clean my garage, you know, help me for like a day, I'll give you like, you know, 4 hours of time, you know, consulting with you about your business. Mm-hmm. And bartering is a great way to get the help you need, and everybody wins.
And, you know, sometimes, like, I'm awful at doing my own stuff, organizing my own stuff, but I can go into somebody else's house and help them. So, you know, sometimes it might just be trading time where you go and support somebody else, they come to your house. I mean, there's so many different ways. Yeah, it'd be great, you know, it's great if you can afford it, if you have the money, but if you don't have the money, there are other options, like you said, you know, bartering, trading services, volunteering, you know, there's so many different options.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and there's also a group called SCORE, and what that is it's a group of retired executives, and they will also, for free, give you advice on if you run your own business or if you're trying to organize your household, how to go ahead and do that, and that's SCORE, and you could just look that up on Google.
Great.
Yeah, and again, it's retired executives, and they have this wealth of information, and it's free of charge. So that's another resource that you could look at. There's also a website called Betterfly. That's BETTERFLY. And that site, you can either post if you have a special skill that you'd like to help people learn or a service you have to offer. And you can also look up questions from people that need somebody to do a specific skill. So that's another site that you can go to.
Oh, wow.
Again,
that's a great resource.
Yeah, there are plenty of people that are freelancing, meaning they're working different jobs, like a few hours a week at each job right now. So you have a huge amount of people to choose from with all different interests and skill levels.
Oh, great. Well, we have a few more minutes left on the radio show. Are there any final thoughts you'd like to leave people with? And actually, before we leave also, to make sure you give out your contact information, how people can learn more about you.
Sure. My website is stephaniesarkis.com. That's STEPHANIESARKIS. And there's resources and podcasts on there. And you can also order the books at 15% off the publisher's price.
Oh, great. All right. So any final thoughts before we end today's show?
Yes, I think it's really important just to remember that, you know, you may have had issues with organizing in the past, but it's time to forgive yourself and get help. And I think that asking an assistant or asking somebody else to come into your home is a strength, not a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, we all need people to get through our daily tasks. And so I think that having ADHD and being able to say, hey, this is an area that I need help is a good thing.
And I want to thank you so much for coming on today. And really, I want to thank you also, you know, for sharing the fact that you use an assistant. Because I know a lot of us with ADD, it really helps when we, you know, walk the walk, talk the talk. We're not just saying do this because I said so. You know, you've illustrated that you use a personal assistant and that, you know, it's also been beneficial for you. And
yeah, and she's actually downstairs right now working for me. While I'm upstairs.
Oh, wow, great.
Yeah, I could have put her on the phone. I just thought of that.
Yeah, and you've written books, and, you know, would you say that, you know, having that assistant has really helped you with the books and, you know, with your career and just successful person?
Yeah, I mean, there was one week that she went back home to Boston to visit her family, and I was like, oh, no, because I realized how much she helped me with stuff. I'm like, I have to do my laundry now, and I have to vacuum, and and I wasn't getting any work done because I was doing the daily stuff. So that really showed me that she's really a godsend and really a help. And it helps me look at things in a different way. She'll say, you know, instead of filing the papers like this, how about we do them this way? And I'm like, oh, that's genius, because, you know, I don't really think about organization stuff. So I really recommend it to everybody. And she comes into the house about 6 hours a week, and that's pretty much, you know, all I need to do the stuff that I don't know how to do. So.
Yeah. And maybe we can do that sometime, interview her, you know, and what it's like to work with an ADD person as an assistant.
I think
yeah, that
be
would be
great. Yeah, she'd be great to interview. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I want to thank you so much. And I'm sure I know, you know, I learned a lot from this interview, and, you know, I'm sure people got a lot out of this. And, you know, I know, you know, basically, you know, ask for the help. That's the one thing, mm-hmm. you know, that I always, you know, try to tell people, try to find the help. Don't do this alone. And
right.
you gave them, you know, these great resources and, you know, something as simple as an assistant that, like I said years ago, I didn't know this person existed. I'm like, yeah, I want a nanny, but I don't have kids. And here it is, you know, a personal assistant that, you know, maybe you can hire for $10, $15 an hour, or, you know, it's very affordable. So I want to thank you so much for joining us on ADHD Support Talk, and I want to thank everyone for listening, and have a great day. Goodbye.